You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. A crowdsourced list of incidents involving AI that caused, or nearly caused, harm is making developers think more carefully about the tech they create. The AI incident database launched in late 2020 and now contains 100 incidents, including number 68, the security robot that flopped into a fountain. Think of it as the AI Hall of Shame. The AI incident database is hosted by a nonprofit founded by large tech companies to research the downsides of the technology. United Airlines would very much like people to start flying on airplanes again. They would also very much like the people who do fly on airplanes to be vaccinated against COVID-19. So earlier this year, corporate bigwigs came up with an idea. Prove you're vaccinated and join Mileage Plus, and you could win a year of travel for two in first class. In the first 48 hours, United had over 400,000 entrants and more than 100,000 new signups for Mileage Plus. A few life-changing prizes may turn out to be just the thing to get vaccine-hesitant Americans to roll up their sleeves. That's just science. Well, economics. But still. And while homeschooling is legal in all 50 states, it has never been considered the American norm. That is, until the pandemic came. For parents unhappy with COVID-era education, homeschooling seemed like an opportunity to reclaim a part of their kids' learning. Online communities based on cultural and racial groups have been key to attracting and informing families who don't fit the white, isolationist homeschooler stereotype. If COVID-19 was the publicist for homeschooling, then the internet is the connecting force that binds longtime homeschoolers and the new crop of wired, inspired parents. Now, if anything, it's the abundance, not the lack, of homeschool resources that parents might find overwhelming.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.